South's commercial Bill Flamethrower. Boss man in the BAM.
Okie dokie.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good Thursday morning, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, DJ. What's going on this beautiful throwback Thursday morning?
It is a beautiful Thursday morning, no doubt about that. Good morning to each of you in first thing this morning. Let me see if I can get that volume turned down. Only the 44th show.
I didn't know. I thought it was me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's me again.
That's all right.
Tell you what, there we go. Good morning to each of you that are in with us first thing here on Drive Time.
Ish company.
And wouldn't have it any other way.
We prove it more every day.
Good morning, Rebecca Whitfield, JP the coach, Jennifer Parker, Sarge Patel in. Good morning, Sarge. I think she's up in T-Town, if I read the post correctly. Tell Bubba I said hello. Slap him on the back of the head for me real hard. Good morning, Ferris. Good morning, Jimmy Mulder. Michelle Holmes, Molly Rachel, Margaret Cotton in as well. Kathy McMillan, Terry Beasley. Good morning.
I don't know why there's not a gift bar in the comments on live videos. I need to look into that more. Maybe there is and I don't have it set that way, but we'll look into that and see.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, it really could. It may not be good. But anyway, good morning. And there's my Terry Thomas McCormick in this morning. Cousin. Good morning, Terry. Elizabeth Hancock, Denise Finley, Mallory Egerton.
Love the okie dokie.
How about that?
So do I. Good morning, Ricky Perry.
Lisa McGraw, Brandy Champion, Jimmy Mulder.
That's gold. The okie dokie. Okie dokie.
I mean,
I love it.
There's good morning, Rachel Ivey, Paula Pettis, Michelle Rogers, Aunt B in this morning, Tracy Miller. You may have got him. I don't know. Tammy Perry, Hot Rod, Roddy Williamson. Stacy McGowan, the okie dokie himself, JT in the house.
Good morning, JT.
Wheezy, good morning, Wheezy. Lewis Moore, Miss Patty Mitchell. Good morning, Miss Patty. Lisa Tindall, Jonathan Wetzel, what's going on this morning? Luana Madison, good morning to you. Miss Peggy Hale, Janie Chamberlain, brother-in-law, Will Ruzikin.
Good morning, William.
So
there's the blade.
Tracy still in. Yep. There's the blade. John Commander said the FCC might shut us down if Rebecca starts gifting. Is that a verb like Google is get? I mean, I'm sure it is. Everything else is now. Look at T-Bone. He wants to tell everybody good morning. I think he's trying to hijack this thread. I mean,
he's a bully. It would make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think he might be trying to hijack this thread.
His mascot's in too. Good morning, Lance.
That's not his mascot. That is his. I got a word for it, but I don't know if it's appropriate for this show.
I know what you want to say, and we'll talk about it off air. But let's just go with mascot for now.
Yeah. We can do that. Good morning, sister. Faith Burke. Good morning, Faith. Kendall Cooper in. I'm gonna tell you something. How about yesterday's show, DJ? We start talking about the good Lord, Mayor, you're limping this morning. We started talking about putting something together, a thing that we call the Dash Bash, and it just went kind of took on a life of its own, did it not?
It certainly did, and we have seen that before, but yeah, it picking back up where we left off.
We did. Good morning from the ATL.
Had a lot of comments about that throughout the day yesterday. That's going to be a great, great deal. I know we're working out a lot of the details, dates, locations.
We are.
A lot of the specifics, but it's going to happen. That's going to happen. We're going to get that thing tied together, and that's going to be a big, big time for all of us.
It's going to be a big time and a lot of fun, family fun. A lot of things going to happen that day. LA Party Rentals has already stepped up to the plate and said they will have some sort of bouncy house with water for the kids. And I guess that means me and you too.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'm in. I think we ought to find us a Dunkin' booth.
Why not? That'd be good.
Yeah. We've also been challenged to take the, have you seen or read about the Lemon Face Challenge?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We've been challenged to do the Lemon Face Challenge, and until I'm a little bit more versed in exactly what all the particulars are, and listen, it's been crazy the last couple of weeks, so that's why we haven't been able to gather up that storm and sit down and really research that. But we're going to take it. So we're going to take a big bite out of a lemon. I'm not particularly fond of lemons. I don't know if you are.
I don't mind lemon.
Okay, well, I'm not particularly fond of them. And we're going to do that in the next day or so. Tomorrow's Friday the 13th. Might do it tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan.
I want to also mention that Team Crispin, the order forms, if you want to help out Team Crispin, then they got some great, great things. These Little Caesars pizza kits and of course crazy bread and all sorts of things that you can get with Melissa Knupp, several people, of course Mika, who else was it? Renee, I think Renee Nielsen Johnson.
Renee had a post on it.
She did. And so a lot of people you can get in touch with about helping out with that. And good morning, Gil. It will. Great. Faith Burt says she's got a gift certificate for the family Dash Bash.
Okay, great.
So, y'all remember that and you can message them on Facebook here or go by and see them, and they will definitely get you hooked right up. And I can tell you something, those pizzas that you can make in those little kits, those things are delicious.
I'll take your word for it.
I know you like pizza.
I love it.
You're a pizza connoisseur.
Yes, I am.
Let me ask you a question. I know that you are DIPG. That's what it is. Is to raise awareness for DIPG, the Lemon Face Challenge, hashtag Aubrey's Army. And your favorite, Coach Saban, has took the Lemon Face Challenge, and we will too tomorrow.
He's already done it.
He's already done it.
Count me in. I don't even know what it is. Count me in.
Yeah, we will too tomorrow, right here, live on Drive Time. We are going to do that.
I'm in.
I tell you something else that I want to kind of talk about is didn't post anything yesterday about it because busy and had things going on, but we're going to, I'm going to make a post today about the Dash Bash and start getting some feedback from people. We're already getting some feedback from them, but particularly about dates, wares and all that kind of thing. Judy Crane, I let's see, make everyone aware that the...
it's the T-shirts. We're kicking the creek. Had a great response to it.
Yes.
I actually shared the post yesterday, and there was 12 or 15 ordered on my page. I will make sure those get moved over to the official Facebook page.
Yes.
Kick it at the creek. But if you haven't seen that T-shirt, it really is a good-looking tee.
It is.
Go visit the Facebook page, and you will have another chance to pre-order a shirt. All the details will be there.
I had a chance to ask Hal Whitman yesterday afternoon because I wanted some. I had a chance to ask him if they had kids sizes. He said they did not, but they you know, had smalls, you know, medium, larges, and you know, of course we don't need anything but a medium, so I wasn't really concerned after that.
Right.
I was in pretty good shape. Good morning, Manasco. Stacy Simmons, life changer. Good morning, life changer. Mike Merrick in, Steffi Merrick in this morning. Lindsay and Steven Avalos, Renita Kuhn in. Good morning. Abby Roberts, Booker.
Good morning, Book.
Sherry Weaver, OG.
Cheyenne Robinson in as well. Good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning, Cheyenne.
Glad you made it in this morning.
Coach Edge. Good morning, Coach Edge.
Lori in as well. Good morning, Lori.
Trent Davison.
One of my guys.
There he is.
Man, he sent me a picture yesterday. And evidently, Captain Crunch is coming out with a new cereal.
What?
It's hard to improve upon perfection. And Captain Crunch is a great cereal. It's been a great cereal for years. But they're coming out with little donuts.
You're kidding me.
He sent me the picture yesterday. Unless that was mocked up somehow. I took it as the real thing.
Let me ask you this. My wife made me aware of something last night that I did not know.
Stacy, yes. I'll get some information to you.
Have you heard about the, that's right, Heather Goblin, field trip day for first graders, and we wish them safe travels and hope they have a great time. So, look at Booker. About to take her Tahoe for a free oil change. That's right. Thank you, Drive Time. Well, you are most welcome, Buck.
Shay Smith has a great eye. I was waiting for somebody to comment on the bread. Yes, these are Sarah Hines' homemade bread, loaves of bread. She was kind enough to make one for both Ken and I.
Yes.
And then, of course, the prize winner is going to get one a month for a year.
That's right.
So she sent the first one up for the prize winner, and, of course, we'll get coordinated to fulfill that each of the next 11 months. But good eye, Shay. And that is great bread, by the way. I've had it several times.
Yes, that won't make it to my house.
I was waiting for somebody to say something. Way to go, Shay.
That won't make it to my house, I can tell you. You know, so at any rate, there is and you're going to love this. There's a younger kid over around the, as I understand it, the Walnut Hill area that backs the blue. Okay. And he's made it a mission, you know, kind of thing in his life to go around and do that. Well, guess what? I may have this wrong, so I read about it after Jessica was telling me about it last night. His theme is I do nuts for the blue.
I like it.
And I'm going to reach out to this young man and see if we can't have him on here.
He'll fit right here.
Right here, because he's big on donuts. He goes around. He's been invited to Minneapolis to the police ball sometime this summer. To come and fellowship and partake in eating donuts.
Yeah.
With a lot of those guys.
Great kid.
He loves donuts. And so I thought, hey, he'd be a great guest.
Love to have
him. And I've watched several videos. I'll put a link in here later and let everybody tune into this kid. A great, great kid. And I wasn't aware of it. If I had been, we would have already been had him in here just for the whole donut thing. I mean, you know,
it might be easier with schools
calls
out.
As well.
Might be easier than with schools out.
It may be, and that's why, you know, but as I understand it, he's kind of been around a lot of places. So, you know, Josh Stanley, why we got to put donuts and cops together? Well, hey, listen, I didn't, okay? This young man did, and he has created a lot of awareness throughout the nation about it. So, you know, I was proud to see that some younger people, just like Lexi, you know, younger people getting out. If you haven't joined Lexi's group, the beautification group, make sure you do. By the way, we're going to get Lexi up here today, hopefully, and Justina Cozy up here today and get them, get some pictures and get them taken care of as far as the winners of the Dash for Trash. And we're going to get that taken. Listen, it's just been crazy. I want to say that again. It has absolutely been crazy. The amount of activity we've had going on. And so you know, we are we're getting to things as they come, and that's just kind of where we've been. So good morning, Memorex moment. There's Elisa Hart in.
Good morning, Elisa.
Josh White in this morning. Good morning, Josh. And Tyler Jackson, Ashley McBride. Raj Palmer. Raj has drive time going at the gas station down the road from Peach Ford.
Thank you, Raj.
Thank you, Raj. That's right. Look at there. Whitney. Just like Asians are good with electronics. It just fits. Well, you're Asian, Whitney, so you can say things like that. So, would you believe when she went to Auburn, she went just to check it and see, without my parents' knowledge, she went and tried to get a minority scholarship. This is a true story. And she walked in and got there and filled out all the stuff and walked up there and handed it to them, and they started going through it, and they looked at her to ask her a question, and she started talking to them. They said, oh, you're not a minority. Like, what? She said, you see me? He said, no, you're not a minority. Have you heard yourself talk? And she said, well, yes, I have. She said, well, you're the countryest Korean we've ever seen. And, hey, she did not get a minority scholarship at Auburn, and she definitely you know,
the dialect got her kicked out, huh?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Well, people always ask me, like, you know, about her being our sister. I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure. You know, something, it's kind of like those albino alligators or, you know, things like this, or albino tigers. You know, things happen like that every now and again. So, but no, that is a true story about the minority thing. Yeah. Well, listen, you know, I remember when we first got Whitney, we had people walking up. She's 4 months old. We had people walking up wanting to know if she spoke the native tongue. At 4 months old. She didn't speak any tongue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only tongue she spoke was, I mean, yeah. I'm internet.
Hit the button. It'll make you feel better.
Okay, Dad.
I told you.
I mean, anyway, I'm sorry. We're sorry about the technical difficulties. Sometimes some things are just out of our control. Y'all like and share the video. Where everybody knows we're back up and we're going. And you know, let everybody know that we're you know, the drive time is back on the air. It should be. Are you in the drive time group watching it?
I think I'm on your page watching it, maybe.
Okay. I just want to go over. I'm going to make sure it's in the drive time group.
I just saw the number. It just scrolled by. 855-633-4226.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to scroll. Let's hold on. I'm going to see if I can't pin this to the top. Here we go. There you go. LaShonda, Life Changer, she shared it over there for us. Several people did. We're back up, running. So, view, pin, post. Ain't nobody going to know how to do that, so I'm going to unpin it. I wouldn't know how to do it if I didn't know it was there. Anyway, sorry about the technical difficulties and the almost equally as... difficulty is the Alabama High School Athletic Association event of some time ago, but not quite that bad. DJ said he had never heard some of those words that day. That was a long. Oh goodness, Luke Golden. I'm glad you said that, Luke. Because I want to tell that story. As a matter of fact, you can help me tell that story in here, okay? We had a salesman one time at Peach Ford. Good guy, okay? Great guy. But he was walking around out there on that lot, you know, and you know how the asphalt is. I mean, it'll eat a pair of shoes up, okay? We had a pair of these black, like, loafers or what have you. Had, you know, the whole hard heel on them. You know what I'm talking about, DJ?
With
the thick hard heels. Well, his, one of them busted off, like, you know, just kind of fell off. So he's like, hey, do y'all have any, glue or anything like that? Do y'all have any glue that we can, I can glue my heel back on with? And I don't remember if it was Luke. I don't remember who it was, or somebody, you know, said, oh, we don't have any glue. Well, I hear you, Molly. I may be talking out of turn, but I've heard the same thing. So anyway, he thought of the bright idea of going over to the dollar store, which, by the way, is run by a good friend of ours, Mr. Pat Hendrith.
Yes, he is. CC.
Yes, sir. And he goes over to the dollar store and he buys him not super glue, but crazy glue. Okay. Well, he comes back over there and he sits down in the sales office. In the old sales office, there was a row of chairs that right in front of my desk. And he sits down in front of that desk and sits there. And DJ grabs, he grabs the super glue, the crazy glue. And he puts it in his mouth.
This isn't going to be good.
And twist and bust it open. And crazy glue went all down his throat, all over his mouth.
Did he almost drown?
Down his chin. No, man, listen. Everybody in that room, including Luke Golden, was crying. We were laughing so hard. And I remember Luke saying, whatever you do, don't close your mouth. And I'm telling you, man, it was absolutely one of the craziest things that I ever watched happen in front of me. And Luke is like, don't close your mouth, man. Don't close your mouth. He said, but I got it. And that was it. I mean, he couldn't say another word. I mean, stuck, shut, boom, done. And then we really hit the floor. I mean,
that's when it got real.
Oh, that's when it got real. I'm telling you right now, we should have called 911, not to that guy, but for us. I mean, I thought we was going to have to, like, I really thought I was having a heart attack. I was laughing so hard.
How do you remedy that?
Fingernail polish remover, I think. That happened. Luke, that's right. His fingers stuck together, his mouth shut up, and I don't know what happened to his tongue because we couldn't see it. Okay. But I'm sure it was stuck somewhere inside his mouth as well. He left and went to the emergency room.
And you said this was Brian Gray?
No. I've seen Brian do some funny stuff down there, but I've never seen Brian do anything like that. Okay. But now that happened. I mean, and there's no doubt that that happened. And I want to tell you something. That is one of the funniest things, not the funniest, but one of the funniest things I've ever seen happen. Yeah. Rip it off. Rip it off. That's what somebody kept hollering. Rip it off. I mean, he had one of his hands stuck right here. And I mean, it was bad. You know how bad crazy glue is anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was bad.
Stuff sets up quick.
I want to tell the funniest Peach Ford story of all time. I wish Hal Whitman was here. If Brian Gray is over there, happen to be watching, or Wally Booker, any of those old school guys, I want to tell the funniest story of all time.
Tell it.
We had a guy that worked at the detail shop, and let's just say that this particular day, I don't think he was drinking water or Gatorade during the day, okay?
It happens.
And so sometime during the day, it kind of, we kind of got to be known, and we figured it out. And so, of course, he was relieved of his duties at that point in time.
That happens as well.
And he didn't drive or get a ride to work every day. He rode a 10-speed to work. And for those of y'all that don't know what a 10-speed is, that's a bicycle to some of us.
I had one.
Older guys. Or people. Older folks.
Candy apple red.
Yes. And so, over the course of about, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months, a year, ever how long he'd been there, and I don't remember. Well, that's a good one too, Nicole. I will tell that one the next one. Another time. But he goes up there, and he's mad, ticked off, telling everybody he's going to whip everybody's butt and all this kind of stuff. So, obviously, the police have been called. So, he goes up there to the detail shop and goes to get on the bicycle. Well, he had had a milk jug that he had been, you know, they find pennies and stuff like that down when they pull carpets on vehicles, things like that. He'd been filling this milk jug up for a year or two, you know. So he gets on his 10-speed. About that time, I remember that my truck was parked up there on the hill, and I had something in it that he probably didn't need to get hold of if he was really that mad. So I take off running up there. Well, right about the time that I got by him, now he's got a jug, a milk jug full of pennies.
A milk jug.
That.
Yes.
But the front of it is cut out about that much.
Okay.
Okay. Where he's throwing the pennies in it. Right about the time that I get by him running up there, he's driving a 10-speed and the jug's in the left hand. And he throws his right hand up, of course, gives us a gesture that you give with your right hand sometimes when you get a little ill, and tells us two kind words that mean bye.
Yeah.
And when he did, the handlebars did this. They turned a 90-degree turn. And he went over the top.
Now, for people who don't know what a 10-speed is, the diameter of the tire is about, what, an inch?
Maybe.
Maybe an inch.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. When he turned, he went over the top of that 10-speed, and a penny explosion happened up there on the detail shop hill.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this has been 15 years ago.
Well, I found two pennies yesterday.
Well, it may be from
it. I mean, could it be? Okay.
Listen, there was thousands of pennies. Thousands. Okay. But the worst part was, by the time that the cops got there, he was still laying on the ground, flat of his back, telling him he couldn't move. And he had a bottle of an adult beverage in his back pocket, and it had busted all over him when he hit that asphalt.
Now, that's a shame.
Well, no. Anyway, so when the cops got there, they get him, of course, they handcuff him, they put him in. And Earl Crook, I think Earl was there when this happened. Earl, if you remember this, I know you do. Anyway, the whole service department was standing outside watching this happen. After that, nobody was worth anything the rest of the day, because all anybody could do was laugh. That, it was hilarious.
Is this before video was?
Oh, this was way before video. Way before video.
Did y'all take him to the after hours clinic?
No, we didn't. He went to the clinic called the county jail. that's where he went.
Hot in a cot.
And I've got another story, but I'm not going to tell it this morning because it probably doesn't need to be told. Anyway, we'll tell that another time. I want to talk about, I've been running my mouth.
No,
so
that was good.
I want to talk another thing. You mentioned after hours clinic. How impressive was Gray Garrett the other morning?
I've always known who Gray was. I've never been around her a whole lot. So I was,
neither have I.
It was going to be, you know, I thought it might be awkward, to be honest with you, being up here the way we cut up and not knowing how she would respond or whatnot, but she was great.
She was fantastic.
I like Gray Garrett. She's cool.
I do too.
And she's very good at what she does. We have been there twice with our children for different things. And, of course I said it on the program the other day, just amazing. In and out. Felt comfortable with how we were diagnosed. First round of medication, prescription in hand. It couldn't have gone any better for us. But no, Gray was cool.
Hey, listen.
Gray was cool.
I enjoyed having her here. She needs to come back. I love... My wife said that she was deeply concerned that a woman of that aptitude, when she sat down in between...
She held her own.
Us.
Yeah, she held her own.
Because... We tend to dumb the guest down, okay? And I think me and you both be the first to say that. And
absolutely,
Gray was prepared.
She was
was ready.
Gray's cool.
But not only was she prepared, she threw out some one-liners that were pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I thoroughly enjoyed that myself. So, Greg Garrett enjoyed that a lot. Good time. That was a good time. At any rate, let's talk about the Dash Bash real quick.
I want to go back to the Dash for Cash. Okay. Yeah, I want to go to the Dash for Cash for 1 second.
Yep.
Of course, we talked about how much fun it was. We've had several people make nice comments. And, of course, the support we got from the individuals and businesses was it was just amazing, for lack of a better word. But one of the things I think that also needs to be recognized is one thing to pledge money. You know, you can sit here and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's another to actually come up and
pay it
back up what you said you were going to do. And the amount of money that we had come in from the amount of people that pledged that and how easy it was to collect it, I thought might have been the most impressive thing of all of it. Yeah. I think you made a deposit yesterday. I think the books are, for the most part, squared, maybe one or two small checks, but we've made contact that are coming in. But I can't say thank you enough to the people that made this what it was. Of course, you know, Ken with the clues and the logistics and the stress, everything that went along with it. But if the people don't contribute and make it what it was, there is no Dash for Cash. And the fact that it had a happy ending in terms of all the money coming in that we thought was coming in, I thought that was awesome.
It was. And I'll tell you what, that's just another reason why we constantly say that we live in the greatest community in the world. Miss Claire, we are we are tallying that up as we speak. Tonight, we're going to go through that. We were going to do it last night. I didn't get home to a little later. And, of course, we, you know, had just family duties to do and didn't get to it. But hopefully tomorrow we will announce that for each one of the charities that we were able to do that. And of course, get them the money. You know, understand when you have PayPal and things like that that come in, you know, there's transfers involved and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, certainly we're going to announce those totals and we're going to get them the donations they so rightly deserve and need. And we want to we will make sure that we do that. It's just been, I'll tell you, that the Dash for Cash was a great event. I'm glad we did it. We're going to do it again, but let's talk real quick because we got to get out of here. Let's talk real quick about the Dash Bash, okay? I will post up here in a little while about the Dash Bash. The Dash Bash is going to be a family fun event for all the families, okay? Whether you are a donor, whether you are a hunter, whatever the case may be, you will be able to come in, come out, enjoy fellowshipping, meeting people that you may not have met during the Dash for Cash. You know, good food. I think the good folks, Chef Adam Manasco, and of course Larry Murphy, have stepped up and said they were going to help out with the food, and that's going to be a tremendous thing. And we're going to have some music. We're going to have some L.A. Party Rentals has stepped up and said they're going to have, you know, the bouncy house things out there with water. They just need to make sure we had plenty of power and water. And so we're taking that into consideration as far as the locations go. So we are.
We might even play a game of kick the can.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to do this too. We're going to hunt up a dunking booth, and I will tell you that I'll get in it. I'll be the first to get in it. Now, I want to tell you something, Hal Whitman, or Chip Peach. Last time that we put somebody from Peach in a dunking booth, they took about 500 pounds of ice down there and poured in the dunking booth before poor Frank Cotton got up on the seat. And guess what happened? Chip had a minute of, okay, I shouldn't do this, and pulled Coach out and put Hal on it after Hal been one dumping it in it. And so we're going to have a dunking booth, plenty of good music. And here's the thing. What we may do is we may have, that's a great idea, Summer. We may have that people come up that want to, you know, maybe a dollar a throw or something like that, or to your favorite charity. And, you know.
Daniel, you're on my team, Daniel.
Are you pledging to get in the dunking booth?
I am not, but I'll put Tony in. I'll volunteer Tony.
Okay, well, I'm volunteering you. I mean, if I can get in it, you can get in it. Okay.
Can I go first?
Sure. I don't care. Oh, you got a thing with dirty water?
No. I got a thing with pee in the water.
Oh, okay.
I'll go first.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to let you bring up the rear. You should have never told me that. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get into that. So look here. I tell you what. We're going to post it up later on. Hey, any ideas that you guys have that y'all want to talk about, locations, dates, places, events going on during that day, hey, start putting them out there. We're going to put a post up with it. Put them out there.
Cakewalk. Yes.
A cakewalk.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yes, it would.
That would be awesome. That's old school North Bruton school right there, man.
Cakewalk in. Book it.
Yes. We need to do that. We need to do that. So, DJ,
Okie dokie.
That's going to do it, I believe. Yeah, I think
that's going to do it.
That's going to wind us up. We appreciate all of you that came in this morning on Drive Time. We apologize for the technical difficulty. That was on Mediacom, not us. But hopefully we can get that taken care of, and maybe it won't be an issue in future shows. But we do appreciate each and every one of you. It's always fun to get in here with the fam. Be with us tomorrow. Yay, fry yay is what we're going to go with. Be a great time. So once again, thanks to Jim Peach Motors and Pete Chevrolet. For Ken James, I'm DJ, and this has been Drive Time. Have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win. Sail the Joker to the 3.